We're very excited to welcome John Thompson III onto the program right now. We had reached out to JT3 earlier in the week, and John, thank you for making some time for us. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, brother.
This
week we talk to you in better times. Say it like that.
Obviously, it's a rough week, and we wanted to reach out just to, you know, get your condolences and just to tell us a little bit about a legend in Dikembe Mutombo.
But before we get into him, I just want to say it's been, you know, a tough week for Georgetown basketball. Anthony Allen, who played in the early 90s, his funeral was on Friday. We hear about Dikembe on Monday. And yesterday, and B. Mitch, you remember this person, Lori Michaels, the longtime trainer that would sit with Pops at the games. Her funeral was yesterday. So it's been a really, really difficult week for the Georgetown basketball family. So I just want to send, as part of that family, I still want to send condolences and prayers to everyone involved.
Now, we do the exact same, man.
The big fella. You know, Dikembe was special. Like, forget the basketball part. And that's what the casual fan or most people go to. It's him as the player. You know, but the person and, you know, I just the pride. Like, that jumps out at me. Like, from the first time I met, like, he pulls those shoulders. He's already 7 feet, 7'1", whatever. Pulls those shoulders back and he struts. And there's just always been a pride about everything that he has been involved with. You know, from his country, his family, Georgetown, the teams he played with. And he's a giving, giving person. You know, the NBA made him the ambassador. But he would have done that anyway, just because of who he is.
John, when you think about Dikembe, I have, like, two distinct memories. As a kid, watching him play at Georgetown with Alonzo, and then as a pro, when he's laying down on the court, holding that ball over his head after the Nuggets, the 8th seed Nuggets, I think, knocked out the 1 seed Sonics. I imagine for you, knowing him on such a different level than me, just watching him as a basketball player, are there memories for you that really stick out of who Dikembe was and what he accomplished?
Yeah, two main ones. I happen to be in the gym when Dikembe got off the plane and first arrived on campus. And so, you know, Pops had been talking about, and I'd seen film, and Pops had been talking about this guy. And he walks in the gym. He's got his dashiki on. He picks up the ball. This is McDonough. Goes over to the side court and goes up the dunk. First time he touched the ball in McDonough, gets stuck on the rim and falls. This is a true story. I look over at Pops is ready to put him back on the plane and send him back. that for me personally, I can't get that out of my head. And then the other thing is, I remember sitting in the office, in Pops' office, when Dikembe was talking about the hospital he wanted to build in his mother's name, back home. And that sums him up. I mean, he's a giving person, a selfless person, one who wanted to uplift everyone around him. And not just wanted to, he did. Big heart. And just, I remember the pride as he was. And Pops was, initially, it was like, man, are you crazy? Like, how are you going to accomplish that when you live here? You're not there. But just the pride in which he talked about that project. And then to see that come to fruition. And just how happy he was and honored he was to do that.
You know, you say he was like this. He's a giving person, but he had that deep voice, you know. And wherever, every time I was in a room with him, you knew that he was in the room, no matter how close he was to you, that big laugh. But when he got here and he had to deal with the voice of Pops, how did he deal with somebody that had a much more roaring voice than he had?
Well, Dikembe was a lot of things. Stupid is not one of them. and you're correct. I mean, he had that deep, deep baritone voice that you always felt him. You knew he was ever present. But you know, from that time he got off the floor after missing that dunk, he knew who the boss was. So that was not. You know, and Brian, as you know, that's not hard to figure out. If Pop's in the room, who's in charge?
Oh yeah, definitely, totally, man.
Were you at all surprised as time went on? Maybe not by his basketball career, and I mean, he Hall of Famer, 8-time All Star, 4-time Defensive Player of the Year, which is really pretty incredible. I feel like that is probably a record. But what he was able to accomplish post basketball?
No, in his basketball accolades. So I go back to the early years. His first year, he was ineligible to play. He was basically learning English. And and in his choppy English, he played intramurals at Georgetown his first year. And he thought he was accomplishing something because he was up at the Yates Fieldhouse scoring 40 and 50 points, you know, at 7-2 in intramurals. Like he thought he was doing work. and so I tell that story to say, like, incredible belief in himself. And someone who eventually, you know, as a pro in Denver, the first couple of years, you know, Dikembe thought he was an offensive force. They were giving him the ball, and you know, but who realized he was going to hang his hat. He's going to earn his money on defense and rebounding, and him accepting that and embracing that led to the accolades you just mentioned. Outside of basketball, no, I'm not surprised, because he realized. You know, a lot of people who play for Pops, who play for every coach, you know, you learn lessons from your coach, from your teachers. And people learn, many people learn that basketball is a vehicle to accomplish other things. Dikembe got off that plane understanding that. And he understood that he had a higher calling or could make a difference, you know, for a lot of people in Africa. And he wanted to, there was a desire to. And so that was not something he learned at Georgetown, but he arrived with that drive. And so it always was about others for him and how he could help. And he touched so many lives. He touched so many lives on so many different continents. It's just, he had a great, he's going to be sorely missed.
Absolutely. John, thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate
man.
You, Jay.
We appreciate, we know how busy you are. I know Wiz season's getting going here, and you're a busy dude. So thank you very much. We just wanted to honor Dikembe appropriately. Yeah.
Appreciate you, brother. Tell the family, say what's up.
I will, thanks.
All right, man.
John Thompson III, one of the classiest dudes that lives in this city. I've told you the story about
JT3. I'm not going to lie, bro. I would love to have been in that gym.
Oh, my God. You know what's kind of crazy is, have you ever heard like kind of the stories of Roy Hibbert when he got to Georgetown and how much like development went in and you know, huge guys? It sounds maybe not necessarily similar, but similar track. JT3, when I was a student at Georgetown, did not need to, but I was trying to write something, and he finally, like, I waited after practice, and he saw me, and he's like, oh, shoot, I'm supposed to talk to you, right? And I was like, if you don't mind, and he gave me 10 minutes. We walked up the stairs, walked to his office. This was unaffiliated. I was just writing for school, and that kind of stuff always sticks with you. I've always loved JT3 for that.